Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, May 26, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Violence in Israel brings Christians together. World Vision invests in peace for Sudan, and a Russian evangelistic expedition comes to a close. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Israel as government troops begin their withdrawal in the southern Gaza Strip. Evangelicube International's Tom Doyle says people are searching for answers. Doyle says many are discovering that the gospel is the answer to suicide bombings, retaliation attacks, and other violence. Doyle says churches are growing.
20 years ago, there were 4 messianic churches in Israel. Now there's over 200. Same thing in the Palestinian areas. There's a brand new church in Bethlehem that just started a year ago that has over 300 people. Muslims and Jews are very open to the gospel right now.
Doyle says the Evangelicube is being used to help in evangelism.
We go into churches and train them to share the gospel with the Evangelicube. It's a picture puzzle that unfolds the gospel of Christ. We'll train several different churches and then challenge each of the believers to share with 2 people a week.
Funding for more Evangelicubes is needed. Next, Sudan's peace efforts continue to struggle, which has been elusive for over 2 decades. A partnership with World Vision led to a peace-building conference held earlier this month in southern Sudan. The main goal of the conference was to inform the community about the progress of the peace settlement process and launch restoration efforts. World Vision team members are in place continuing their projects. Their team members say that they're sharing the love of Christ through the help they provide to a hurting community. You're listening to Mission Network News. There's a new networking effort between American Christian radio stations and their counterparts overseas. It's kind of a mentoring venture with an eye cast toward the future church. HCJB World Radio's Heidi Jones says they have a project called Turn the Radios On, where they've sent over 28,000 fixed tune radios overseas.
Stations are having their listeners purchase a radio, or a portion of the Share-a-thon is going towards purchasing these radios, and we're sending them to many of our radio plants, and this is enabling the stations to go out into their communities, pass out these radios to homeless people.
Jones says a team from a partnering station saw how the gospel touches people through Christian radio in Lesotho.
These women were just floored that these people would even give them anything to begin with. And as they were listening, there were 4 of them that they know of that came to Christ by listening to this little radio plant.
Meanwhile, Christians are being asked to pray for an evangelistic campaign that's quickly coming to an end in Russia. It's called the Gospel Expedition, and it's sponsored in part by the Slavic Gospel Association. It's a 9-month trek across Russia to help local churches in evangelistic outreach. Slavic Gospel's Joel Griffith.
For the month of June, they're going to be taking the leg of the expedition that will be going through the cities of Ufa, Orenburg, Penza, Mahashkala, which is in a Muslim area, and Dagestan, that's a Muslim republic in southern Russia, right across the border from Chechnya, which, as you know, is a really war-torn area. So it's really going to be great that they can get the gospel into this region.
Griffith says that there are up to 160 different ethnic groups in Russia. The response?
I think only time will obviously tell the eternal impact that this has had, but I'll tell you, it's really made a strong impression, I think, in a lot of local regions, and it certainly was a shot in the arm to some of the local smaller churches.
Pray that even more come to Christ in the days ahead. And Operation Blessing International teamed up with faith-based agencies from the Ozarks in Texas to provide more than $60 million worth of medical help to people in Nicaragua. All of the medicines and equipment will be sent to the capital of Nicaragua and distributed by the government. Much of it will go to hospitals which serve the entire eastern coast. Through their assistance, OBI supports churches hoping to make an impact on needy communities with the love of Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about a short-term mission trip, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions database logo on the left, where you can find out about short-term trips all over the world in construction, evangelism, and more. That's the Short-Term Missions database at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.